And now from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Thursday, January 15th, 2015. The District Capital Project goes to voters in March. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register Star. The Germantown Century School District Board of Education voted Wednesday, January 14th, to move its 11.4 Capital Project referendum forward. The referendum will go to the voters on March 10th. District residents will be asked to approve the project, which will include an auditorium and band room expansion, parking lot reconstruction, masonry restoration, water mitigation, and the renovation of the baseball fields. We need to make sure people really understand the project, board member Brittany Dufresne said. It should be as simple as possible for people to understand. Como announces tax credit program. The Associated Press is reporting government Andrew M. Cuomo is proposing a $1.66 billion property tax credit program. He made the announcement Wednesday, January 14th at Hofstra University on Long Island. Cuomo said the tax credit would apply to homeowners whose property tax burden exceeds 6% of their income and have an annual adjusted household income below $250,000. Cuomo said addressing property tax concerns will be the highest priority as he begins his second term as governor. He said when fully phased in over 4 years, more than 1.3 million taxpayers would receive an average credit of $950. A Brookwood aide was charged with assault. The New York State Justice Center for the Protection of People with Special Needs announced Wednesday, January 14th, that an employee at the Brookwood Youth Prison in Claverack has been charged with assault. Ryan Quinion of Hudson allegedly unlocked a resident's room and allowed three youths to enter and assault him. Quinion is also charged with failing to seek medical attention for the resident who sustained multiple injuries. Brookwood is operated by the New York State Office of Children and Family Services. Law enforcement was alerted to the incident when it was reported to the Justice Center's hotline. Troop K of the New York State Police conducted the initial investigation. Quinlan was arraigned in Claverack Town Court and released on bail. He has resigned his position. Scenic Hudson Maps, Hudson River's Future. Scenic Hudson has created an interactive map of how rising waters due to global warming will impact the Hudson River. The river is a tidal estuary with tides influencing the Hudson's flow as far north as Troy, according to Wikipedia. Low rising sea levels will occur locally. Using a conservative 12-inch seawater rise, 53 people in the town of Catskill will be affected, with almost 700 acres either inundated or at risk for flooding, according to the map. PS21 applies for a new building. A staff report in the Columbia paper says that PS21 in Chatham submitted an application to the Chatham Zoning Board of Appeals December 15th, seeking approval to build a permanent performance space. The building would replace the current saddle span tent, which has covered summer dance, music, and theatrical performances at the non-profit facility on Route 66 since 2006. The building is proposed for the same property as the tent, just slightly up a hill. Oddly, the story only has a passing mention of the long-running feud between PS21 and a few neighbors, who mostly complain about the sound issues. The indoor black box theater proposal seemingly would lessen some of the sound issues. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Alright, so today's forecast. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 29 degrees. And then during the nighttime it will be mostly cloudy, low around 17 degrees. And then for the forecast for the next 3 days, Friday, there will be a slight chance of snow showers between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny, high near 31 degrees, and then Friday night will be mostly clear with a low around 3 degrees. On Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 20 degrees. Saturday night will be mostly cloudy with a low near 15 degrees. On Sunday, there will be a chance of rain after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, high near 42 degrees, and then on Sunday night will be rain and snow. It will be cloudy and low around 29 degrees. The sunrise today will be at 7:21 a.m. and the sunset today will be at 4:49 p.m. and making the length of the day 9 hours and 27 minutes. And now on to public meetings. Today is the third Thursday of the month. WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm time and location. All numbers are in the 518 area codes unless otherwise noted. Ankrum will be having a town board meeting at 7 p.m. in the town hall at 1416, once again, 1416 County Route 7, Ankrum. The number for that is 329-6512. Chatham is also having a town board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall, 488 State Route 295, Chatham. The number for that is 392-3262. Coxsackie, Athens, will be having a Board of Education meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the middle and high school around 24 Sunset Boulevard, Coxsackie. The number for that is 731-1800. Once again, 731-1800. COPAIC is having a land use review committee meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall, 230 Mount View Road, COPAIC. The number for that is 329-1234. Durham is going to have a town meeting at 7:30 p.m. in the town building, 7309 State Route 81, East Durham. 239-6122 is the number. Ghent is having a town board meeting at 7:30 p.m. at the Ghent Town Hall, 2306 Straight Route 66. Ghent is the address, and the number is 392-4644. Hudson is having a Common Council public hearing on the local to amend the portion of the zoning code controlling the size of apartments at 5:30 p.m. Economic Development Committee is also having a meeting at 6 p.m., both at City Hall, 520 Warren Street, Hudson, and the number for that is 828-1030. Kinderhook is having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m., Town Hall, 4 Church Street, Niverville. The number for that is 784-2233. Wyndham is having a town board meeting at 8 p.m. at their town hall, which is located 371 State Route 296, Hensonville. And the number for that is 734-4170. And this has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Thursday, January 15th, 2015. From the WGX Newsroom, I'm Pierce Huff.